Sudanese beauty Alek Wek has been called the face of Africa. She became a supermodel in 1997 after gracing the cover of Elle magazine. That photo showed an elegant 21-year-old with cropped hair and blue-black skin. It was an extraordinary departure from the high fashion norms of the West. Few people who saw the stunning young model on that cover could have known just how far Wek had come. She'd only recently arrived in Great Britain as a refugee fleeing the Sudanese civil war. She told me it was a time that still lives with her today.
You kind of like put it back, but you cannot forget such an experience, that's for sure. And at the time, especially when I was discovered to be a model and I was traveling tremendously, I mean, it was not easy to just transit into a completely different way of living and not remember what had happened, especially at such an early age. I mean, it was just very vivid. I couldn't just wipe out, you know, the 14 years that I'd lived in Sudan and gone through that civil war. So
you talk about the civil war starting when you're just a young child and your family was moving in search of safety. When did you first think, oh my gosh, I'm probably going to have to leave the place that I know is home?
I mean, when you start to just see your neighbors disappear that you've lived with all your life, I mean, that was quite a scary moment, and not having any explanation to it. And even my parents quite baffled by it, and they were really the ones that always were our protector. That kind of made me realize that there's something bigger than all of us that was happening. And it was just really, there was no tomorrow. I mean, it was like living just a day by day. So that was really a time where it was definitely vivid for me that where I was born and raised was not going to be home anymore. And if I do, I mean, if we did live back there, I mean, you just don't know what could have happened. And that's one of course, the reason why, you know, together with thousands of people, just start to flee and walk towards the villages.
Then when you had a chance to move on and live with your sister in the UK, a whole different world must have opened up. How was it emotionally for you making such a huge transition? What did you like? What did you not like?
Well, I mean, the first sight, it was everything was different. I mean, it was completely different community. I mean, moving from Khartoum to London, it was just a complete change. Plus, I had to leave my mother behind, which I didn't get to see until 2 years later, and it's something that I had never done, you know, before. Even though we struggled, we always were together. You know, and at 14, you're quite, you know, at that age where you are, you know, kind of transiting into your teenage, but you're not quite, you know, 18 yet. And still, I mean, I feel like it's a very sensitive age. So for me, it was just really a culture shock in a way. The only thing that I really just really couldn't let go of was the freedom. I mean, I remembered it was dark. I wanted to be able to run inside. And then I have to always let myself know, Alek, you know, it's okay. Nothing is going to happen to you. You don't have to look behind your back. You know, you could actually, you know, go to a store and not feel like it's, you know, the sun is going down. You must run back in. So in that manner, it was definitely really different.
When was the moment when someone first said to you, you know what? You really should be in pictures.
I would say that Sunday afternoon when my friend kind of dragged me out and said, you know, you don't go out much. And I said, well, how can I? I'm trying to, you know, finish my college and I do all these part-time jobs. And she goes, well, Sunday is really quiet and there's, you know, fur market going on at Crystal Palace Park. Why don't we go? It'll be really fun. And I said, you know what? That would get me out and it's beautiful. And we got in that double-decker bus, chatted away, and got there, and we had fun. And that's when the scout from the modeling agency walked up to me with a lovely smile and said, you know, have you ever thought of being a model? And I was like, what? Like, are you serious? I thought, you know, probably my friend, because, you know, I thought she was quite pretty. So, and I thought it was just really funny. I just didn't think she was absolutely serious. So she gave me a card, and she said, can I take a Polaroid? And we were just giggling, of course, because, you know, we're like 19. And she took a picture and she said, you know, please do give me a call. Is it okay if I take a number? And I said, yes. I got home and I told my mother, you know, this woman approached me and asked me if I, you know, ever thought of being a model. And she was like, don't be daft, you know, go to school, you know, don't think about this modeling business. And I said, okay. You know, I put the card on the side and, you know, I continued with my everyday routine, which is going to school and doing my odd jobs, you know, my part-time jobs. And she called after 2 weeks and she said, you know, I really think you should come in. But my mother answered the phone because I was at school. And my mom said, this woman called. It's about modeling. And I'm like, oh, that's the woman that I told you about that Sunday afternoon. And she was like, I really think you should just continue your education. Don't waste your time with these things. And I said, well, okay. And then she called again. And that's when I said, you know what, let me go and take a look. It's daytime. It's, you know, seems to be legitimate, like my friend said. And truly enough, it was a legitimate modeling agency. I made it, you know, really clear. I'm going to do this and be myself all the way and have people that care about me let me evolve as a woman, or it's just going to be a waste of time. And I wasn't really into it for that. So
you had a group of different people, I'm sure many different people, who made a difference in your career and your visibility. Gilles Ben-Simon,
correct.
Oprah Winfrey, John Galliano. Tell me about one of them and how they changed your life.
I mean, it's not about one season. For example, Gilles Ben-Simon had shot several, you know, editorials with me, where each editorial is always evolving, you know, and it's always different story. And finally, he puts me on that cover that probably there were some people that were very hesitant. Not probably, for sure. So for him to have done so, and it was just, it was natural. I mean, many of my colleagues at the time that are not even in the business anymore, I mean, they were all on the cover. Even some of them were more than twice. So I didn't really see the bigger deal. I was just really touched to see how people were just really moved with, oh, you know, it's great that finally there's something, you know, different women that you could be able to put on the cover. I mean, not just for people in within the industry, but even like walking down 14th Street and they're like, oh my God, I saw you on Elle. It's brilliant and it's just, you know, so different, but, you know, you're a woman just like any other woman. And I'm like, wow, this is really, that's when I realized it wasn't just about trying to establish a job, but it's about really understanding too culturally what's going on.
Supermodel Alec Weck, her new memoir is called Alec, From the Streets of the Sudan to the Runways of Milan and New York. And you can hear my full conversation with Weck at npr.org.